Well, the reading this morning is from Joshua 24, starting from verse 14. The campaign to conquer the land of Israel, or the land of Canaan as it was, has been successful. But there is still yet one more battle, a battle that will go on for some time, that as he gathers the people together, it's the battle for people's hearts. And so he addresses them, "Now fear the Lord, and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our fathers up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord, because he is our God." Joshua said to the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after he has been good to you." But the people said to Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord." "Yes, we are witnesses," they replied. "Now then," said Joshua, "throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." And the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey him." On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people. And there at Shechem, he drew up for them decrees and laws. And Joshua recorded those things in the book of the law of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak near the holy place of the Lord.
Father God, we just pray that as we listen to your word, that you've spoken to us. And Lord, we pray that you'll continue to inspire us and lead us to reflect on what you would have us say and do in our own lives. Amen. Thank you, Phil, for bringing that word to us. Normally our first Sunday, and therefore our second Sunday this year, the church holds what we call a covenant service. And a little later perhaps Stuart will say a little bit more about that. But in a sense, that feeling that we're going to be committing ourselves, giving ourselves again to following God and to the church and to each other. And so that's why this morning we've chosen to look at this particular passage of Scripture. Spoiler alert, this is very near the end of Joshua's time as the leader of the Israelite people. Within three verses, he will be dead of old age. And so in a sense, this is his parting gift to the people that he has been leading for many, many years. And he reminds them of the things that have happened in their history and says, "This is a choice that you have before you today. A choice, and the choice that has consequences. You as a people can choose to follow the God who has rescued you from slavery in Egypt, the God who provided for you in the days in the wilderness under Moses, the God who led you safely across the Jordan into the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey, and has helped you in battle to settle the land. You can choose to continue to serve that God, It has gone well for you when you have chosen to follow that God. Think about that. But you might want to choose differently. You might want to do a bit like your forefathers have done and choose some foreign gods and not follow that God. That's fine. But actually the consequence of that choice is different. The consequence of choosing to go that way is that the Lord will bring disaster upon you, as it says in verse 20. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you. What a lovely phrase that is, make an end of you. As we saw in this morning's little game with the envelopes, choices have consequences. And Joshua just sets it out plain and forth before them. You can choose to follow God and it will go well for you. But you can choose not to follow God, but be aware that it won't go well for you. But the choice is yours. And I love it. The people go, yeah, well, on that basis, we're going to choose God. And Joshua goes, yeah, but you're not really, are you? Are you really? Are you really going to do this? And then they remind themselves and say, yes, yes, we are witnesses. We are behind. We will serve the Lord. And they make that choice for themselves that as a people, they will follow God's way. And as we begin this new year, I think that is the choice that sits for each of us. What are we choosing for 2023? Being aware that choices bring consequences, what are we going to choose? Who are we going to choose to follow in our own lives? There'll be a time in a little bit later, as I say, when we'll have the opportunity to pray together. But it's not something we want to do lightly because of what it means for us. But who are we going to choose to follow? And what are we going to be doing about it in 2023? Because not only do choices have consequences, but our words and our actions need to hold together very well. The little graphic there says actions speak louder than words. That may be true, but I certainly think actions need to be held in relation to and match up to what our words say. And again, Joshua doesn't hold back on pulling any punches with this one. He says, are you going to follow the Lord? Oh, yes, yes, we will follow the Lord. Are you really going to follow the Lord? Oh, yes, yes, we really are going to follow the Lord. Well, he says, what you need to do then is to get rid of those foreign gods. Because if you forsake and serve the foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you. And in verse 23, throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. The words alone are not enough. We might have a fabulous few moments together in a while and say some wonderful words of dedicating ourselves to God. And then we can come back in 12 months' time and say exactly the same thing. But actually, that's not really how it works. What we were looking for and what Joshua was laying out to the people there is saying that actually, if we make a promise, if we make a commitment, if we choose to follow God, then that has some implications on what we do, on our actions. What are we going to do as part of our demonstration of serving the Lord God? There are plenty of opportunities within the church here, opportunities to get involved. We're a community that has many needs, and we can get involved and serve those. Our monies are able to support and help things in different parts of the country and overseas, and those are great things. But actually, it's not enough just to say, well, I'm going to choose God and then live my own way for the other days in the week or the days in the year, and then come back and say, oh yeah, well, I'll promise to choose to follow God again. Actions need to be in harmony with the words that we say. So we have choices. We choose to follow God. We have actions that are required to be in harmony with those words that we have used. And then thirdly, let our yes be yes. I don't know about you. My life is not to some degree. I think this is a good way of working out what people's like. If you look at their WhatsApp groups, on my phone I have several WhatsApp groups, family ones and work-related ones. I play football with a group of friends. I have a WhatsApp football group. I have a WhatsApp cycling group. I have a WhatsApp running group. Generally, they're all about are you going to be there? What time? We're going to meet and to do those things. And I smile, and I certainly won't mention any names, but we have a bit of a giggle of someone who says, yep, I will be there on Thursday. This is when I put the message out on at the weekend to say who's in this week. Yeah, yeah, I'll definitely be there. By about Wednesday, we're all putting good money on the, sorry, not going to be there on Thursday. Sometimes in life those things happen, we know that's inevitable. But actually we are people whose yes is a yes. Let your yes be a yes. When we say yes, it's not saying yes until the moment that we get a better offer. Or it's not a yes because I particularly feel like it today, but I might not feel like it tomorrow. When we give our words to God about saying we want to choose you and to follow you and to live a life that you've called us to, it's not about saying, well, that's for Sunday afternoon and then I'm back at work tomorrow morning. It's about saying God's call on our life is for all of our life with all our connections and all our relations, and our yes is a yes. I think that's one of the downsides of modern communication technologies is that people can sort of, you know, get in touch and say, well, actually, I'm not going to. I'm going to be doing this and that sort of thing. I remember when I was traveling many years ago, I was over in the States, and I'd arranged with somebody that we were going to meet outside Terminal 4 at Los Angeles Airport at sort of 1 o'clock in about 3 months' time. And in a sense, we did, because actually we had no other means of getting in touch with each other to say that we couldn't do it. You know, when you make a promise to God, then we want to stand by it. What we see in this passage from Joshua is that when God promises to us, he stands by them. He is faithful in his promises to us. But he asks for a commitment from us to say we want to follow him. And that has to be one that is about saying yes, not just for today, but is a commitment to him. And that's what Joshua does. And that wonderful phrase that Ralph mentioned at the beginning of our worship time, where he says, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. In some versions, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In some versions, as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. It's not about saying we will do it because we feel like it. We'll do it today and maybe not tomorrow. It's not about saying we'll do it until something else crops up that might sound more enticing. It's a commitment of saying, we will serve the Lord. And so I want to encourage us all, as we start 2023, to be thinking, what choice are we making? Who are we choosing to follow in our lives? Are our actions going to be in harmony with those words of our choice? And let it be a choice that we stick to, one of commitment, one of saying, we will, whatever comes, be a house, a household, a family who chooses to serve the Lord. I'm going to invite Stuart to come forward and lead us through the next part of the service.